Welcome to Let's Talk, Ed and Zahi. We are talking about creating a welcoming campus start to finish. We talked about aesthetics in our last episode. We talked about tours. And now we've got our students here on campus, and we want to make sure that we keep and retain those students. And one of the ways that helps with that is the way the schedule is built.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the schedule actually straddles the start too, because if especially in two-year colleges, if the schedule doesn't work, you ain't gonna come, right? So, and I want to contrast a little bit what we do versus your own experience as a student at a private liberal art college. But for me, the flexibility of the schedule to meet the student need is the key to success. But what does that mean, right? The like this semester, we're planning for a year out, and I looked at your staple classes, and you know, like your English Composition 1, your math, college algebra, your psychology, your sociology, you know, some of the basic classes that students take. And they're one on top of the other between 9 and 11 every day. So this student cannot really migrate from one to the other and graduate within 2 years, right? We're a two-year college, 60-credit two-year college. If you can't accumulate them, and then we complain, well, students aren't completing, right? What? How much of it is schedule? How much of it is the student's life, and that we will visit in the next segment. Well, we'll be talking a bit more about that support for the students, but it the schedule itself plays a big role. So what do you think when I say those things? Are you like...
Yeah, so, you know, especially at that two-year level, I think about the easy accessibility for a number of students that we know are working. And in some cases, working full-time jobs. And for a while, the idea was, well, your flexibility comes in that we offer online classes. But we also know those aren't for everybody. Hybrid classes may not be for everybody. And, you know, if you are stuck in a schedule where you have to go 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, 3 days a week, or, you know, you're finding a way to find those hours 5 days a week, even, it may not be a viable solution for you. I may need to be able to take that composition class at night because I'm working a 9-to-5 job, or maybe I'm working a job where I know I have every Thursday off. Well, that's great. None of the classes I need meet on Thursdays. So, you know, finding that way to put together a schedule. And obviously, we can't build a schedule that is going to work for every single person right out there. It's not possible. But, you know, you want to maximize things as much as you can. You know, so often those schedules are built where the classes are loaded up in the morning and, you know, your afternoon and evening classes are less popular. But they're very important to have too.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, you know, so when I think about the way we do it in two-year colleges, when we're scheduling, we focus predominantly on the second shift type worker. And we forget that in most places you have three shifts. Now there's staggered part shifts and, you know, different modalities. But for the most part, most people are fitting roughly within three shifts. So now we're missing out on the overwhelming majority of people who first shift, right? Because we've got nothing on the weekend. We've got nothing in the evening. Well, that's problematic. Now, you also, you know, when you're thinking about the schedule, you, in my opinion, you also need to think about what has proven effectiveness in terms of instruction. Is it a good idea to start a class and finish it within 50 minutes or 60 minutes? I mean, you're barely ramping up, and now you have to pack and go. Conversely, I'm sorry, as much as people like public speaking and composition in algebra, sticking them in 3-4 hour straight classes, even with a 10-minute break, not quite good. So then, what game do you play there in order to, and I don't mean it in a pejorative way when I say game, do you play in order to provide the instruction that is effective at the same time that schedule that is flexible? And then let's contrast it with your own experience as a full-time student, as a private liberal arts school college goer.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I was thinking about as you were talking about that. You know, obviously I was in a spot where I'm on a residential campus, full-time college student, and basically everybody else in class was in that same position. So we met for 50 minutes, 4 times a week, and all of the 8 o'clock classes had the same day off every week, 9 o'clock classes, different day off, 10 o'clock, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if you took a class at 10 o'clock, you knew, regardless of what class you're taking at 10 o'clock, it's not going to meet on Wednesdays, or you have a 9 o'clock class, it's not going to meet on Tuesdays. And that is consistent throughout the whole course of the schedule.
Irrespective of the topic and the subject?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, whether I am taking math or science or history or whatever, if I'm taking that class at 10 o'clock, I'm not going to have a class on Wednesday at all there. So what was nice about that is it gave extracurricular things an opportunity to always know if we need to meet, we can meet at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays, or, you know, 11 o'clock on Thursdays, or whatever, you know, it was. And I liked that consistency. Now, we also had some classes that were 2 hours long that would meet from 2 to 4, either on Mondays or Wednesdays or Tuesdays and Thursdays. And there were also some 3-hour classes that were there. But oftentimes you had labs. So Mondays were usually carved out for science labs and that kind of thing. So if you were taking a class that required a lab, that's when you knew that your labs generally were. And, you know, that schedule probably wasn't going to work for somebody that would be a full-time employee somewhere, but I liked that it was very consistent. You know, I've seen schedules where, okay, this class, if I take this, it's going to meet from 9 to 10:15. Well, suddenly now I can't take a 10 o'clock class.
Right.
Because, and, you know, to me, that is just ludicrous. To me, like your classes should all fit within the same time constraints. So if it starts at 9, it's going to go from 9 to 10 or 9 to 11 or 9 to 12. But not, well, here's this one that now is just automatically going to lock you out of a 10 o'clock class.
Right. Well, as you're speaking, it's a wonderful imagery, because if we think about scheduling in blocks, now it could be an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half in a 3-hour block or 2-hour block. And now you start at the next block, right? You can think about a, let's say 8 to 10 and 10 to 12 blocks. And with passing time, that student is capable of taking those. But if it is willy-nilly, and I've seen as a consultant certain schedules where it starts every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, and now the student is out of luck. And then we complain that we're unable to retain the student and we're unable to finish a student or to finish them on time.
Yeah. And, you know, I've never quite understood how things like that get set. You know, I think of TBS and Ted Turner starting programs at, you know, like 7:05 and 7:35. And part of the idea was, well, they're not going to want to change the channel and miss something. So if they start at, you know, 7:30 or 7:05, they're going to stick around and stay till 7:35 and just stay with it. And, you know, that's great if you can do this very linear schedule as a student, but we all know that is rarely possible.
Especially with the rising cost of education and the fact that many of our students are more and more becoming part-time students. We talked last time about the fact that students are choosing work versus college education. So if you're going to bring them in, they're likely to be coming in as part-timers. And part-timers, you need to carve out a schedule that works with their life, with their work, as opposed to a full-timer where you have a little bit more of a you have more leeway, let's put it this way. You don't have it with part-timers, especially that this is a population that's growing. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we really need to focus on. So we've been talking about schedules and schedule building as a part of creating that welcoming campus from start to finish. If you enjoy topics like this, be sure and subscribe to us here on YouTube. Ring that bell down below. You'll get notified when we post new content. And it really helps us out when you like or comment on our videos, because that helps get these into the streams of other like-minded individuals. And of course, you can find Last Talk Ed on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. So for Dr. Zahi Atala, I'm Chris Ford. We'll see you next time right here on Let's Talk Ed.